This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 12/3/2018. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated but never duplicated Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com is our website, ThePowerHour.com. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Very glad that you have joined us, whatever fashion that you have. Important guest today. It is becoming increasingly clear that whatever's on the other side of this push for globalization, it comes at the end of some AI computer tracking your life and micromanaging your life. We're seeing a perfect example. We don't have to speculate. We don't have to come up with theories. We're seeing it in practice right now in the beta form in China. Jeffrey Matt is coming on, an expert in the Chinese social credit score, the artificial life, the synthetic life. What does that mean? We're also going to talk about George Bush. He just died. And, half the country's mourning him and half the country's whatever about him. Obviously, it's a complicated history with him and a deep history that goes all the way back. His father, of course, with the Nazis, all been proven over and over. Prescott Bush running the money for Hitler and what have you. His involvement with the CIA. Very complicated and just a perfect representation of the incrementalization of globalism into America. I mean, if you're going to pick a figure of the last 70 years or 60 plus years, pick a figure. Who has been more instrumental, more central at this, at least in a public way, than George H.W. Bush, the 41st president of this country? We're going to talk to Jeffrey about that. Of course, some quotes, prison. You may not realize his push for the prison industrial complex. And how does that relate to this AI and this Chinese social credit score, this social credit score? How do the two of them relate? Jeffrey's got some interesting angles on that and quotes. Of course, Bush is famous for his New World Order speech in exactly 10 years to the day before 9/11, before the buildings came down in New York. 10 years to the day. Is that a mere coincidence? I doubt it. You know, usually these people are so anal, these type of things aren't coincidences. But he talked about the New World Order, and you may remember the New World Order, but do you remember what was the mechanism that he discussed in the New World Order? The United Nations. Very important. We'll get into that with Jeffrey. Recently, we have seen, George H.W. Bush, of course, died. We have seen Bill and Hillary Clinton go on a stadium tour. You know, get your t-shirts now. I'm sure they can get them half price because nobody is showing up. The first one was in Canada somewhere, and there was somewhere around 3,000 people in a place that held, excess of 10,000. It's probably about 15,000 people. It's hardly anybody there. It's continued. They can't get that many people. Is this a metaphor? Is this a reality of the New World Order's chances of an awakening occurring in this country? We've turned away, at least in she can't draw anybody. I mean, Trump gets 100,000 people coming to Houston for a political rally. I mean, they're slightly different, but I mean, come on. She can't even fill, she can barely fill a Holiday Inn conference room. She couldn't fill most high school gymnasiums these days. What does that say about America? That's good news. That's exciting. And we're going to go over the news a little bit before Jeffrey comes on at the bottom of the hour. Very glad that he's joining us. JeffreyMatt.com, MATTE.com is his website. On our website, of course. And you guys have. Thank you. I think this is going to be a benefit to you. You've rediscovered, I guess maybe that's the word, our new YouTube channel. Of course, the old YouTube channel was erased. You can go to our website, ThePowerHour.com. On one of the sliders, connect to YouTube. Connect to our channel. There's a lot of other Power Hours out there, whatever. You can get to our channel from our website. The interview with Deborah Tavares is a great interview. It has all the documents on it. It's really powerful if you want to share it with people. It's really powerful to be able to see the documents as she's talking. Catherine did a really good job putting that together. That's on our YouTube channel, along with Daniel Estlin, Gerald Celente. You know, a lot of other things are going out there. It's a good way for us to connect. Subscribe, please, and we can go back and forth comments. And that's where we get input from you guys on your comments and what have you, too. So check that out. Now, talking about the... one other thing I want to mention before I get to this point about the United Nations. The Chinese doctor, you remember he was discussing, or he had announced that they had invented or grown or whatever, birthed, I guess, is what they're calling it, the first GMO baby, gene-edited baby, in China. And the outrage was so strong that the doctor said, well, we're going to stop all that, we're going to stop that research. Do you believe that? One, do you believe that only now they're doing it? Give me a break. And two, do you believe they're going to stop it? Well, three, to make the story even more compelling and more interesting, that scientist is now missing. Now, China has a way of dealing with people who get out of line or embarrass them. Have they taken the scientist? Who knows? The scientist is missing. I know that. So the GMO baby story... I don't think it's ending this time. It's very suspicious, and so I wanted to make you aware of that. In the United Nations, now, it's obvious that the loyalty for people like George H.W. Bush, he gave many, many speeches talking about the United Nations. The loyalty, really from their actions, from their words, was not to the Declaration of Independence, not from our charter, because that's the charter of our nation, the Declaration of Independence. We hold that as law, unanimously declared. The Declaration of Independence, but was to the Declaration of Human Rights, the United Nations Charter, which kind of on its face is kind of odd. So a couple things I want to bring up. We talk about these semi-often, but this is the core of the battle that we're having here. And it's the core of to understanding the social credit score. You have to understand this, what exactly the United Nations is, what it represents, what its charter is. I have the charter right here. Give me a second. In the preamble, it says, whereas recognition of the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. Okay, this is the preamble to the United Nations Charter. And a couple words I want to key in on. He talked about human family. He mentioned the next paragraph, next sentence, he mentions human rights or human beings like five times. Human rights. It's always human rights. It also says inalienable rights. Of course, if you know the Declaration of Independence, it says we believe, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. UN, unalienable rights. And the UN Charter says inalienable rights. And some people have used these interchangeably, and different dictionaries have made different definitions of it, but I want to read a couple from Black's Law Dictionary, and not too distant past what those two words mean and why they're different. It'll help you understand the difference between Thomas Jefferson's charter and this, 20th century charter from 1948. It says, according to Black's Law Dictionary, 8th edition, that came out in 2004, the definition of inalienable, inalienable, is not transferable or assignable, also termed unalienable. Black's 8th does not even define unalienable and would thus have us believe that the words are synonymous. Okay, well, let's go back to Black's 2nd Law Dictionary of about 1910 it came out. And we'll see the two definitions, and this makes perfect sense. The word inalienable was defined as not subject to alienation, the characteristic of those things which cannot be bought or sold or transferred from one person to another. Black second defines unalienable as incapable of being aliened, that is, sold and transfer it. One is not subject to alienation, and the other is incapable of alienation or separation. Okay, hold that thought, because this is important to understand the whole battle that is raging here. If you go further in the UN Charter, has different articles, different things. You know, Article 10, everyone is entitled to full equality to a fair and public hearing of an independent and impartial tribunal in the determination of his rights. So where do your rights come from? Well, a tribunal is going to decide. In America, who decides your fate? Anything of any consequence, legally, lawfully, who decides your fate? This is very important. A trial by jury, a jury trial, or a trial by jury, as guaranteed in the Seventh Amendment to the Constitution. Why is a trial by jury so important? And why does this tribunal should scare you and see a completely different face to what we're talking about? In a trial by jury, it is your fellow man or mankind who is making a decision. Who is worthy to decide your fate? A corporation? A tribunal? When you're talking about one of the people of the United States? No, only a fellow man. The fellow man, when I mean man, I mean mankind. Man and woman. Mankind. Only mankind has the authority and the power and the dominion to properly judge your fate in light of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Not a tribunal that comes together. Who do tribunals serve? Well, they serve the tribunal. They serve whoever the power of the tribunal vests them in. That's who they serve. Who do the people serve when you go, you know, jury trial or you call for jury duty? Who do you serve? Well, hopefully you serve your conscience. You serve what's best, what's right, what's equitable. You're not put in your place and your power by a body of unelected or even elected people that you must then serve. So you have a conflict of interest. Keep going in the this UN Charter. Go down to, let's see, Article 23. Everyone has the right to work, to free choice of employment, to just and favorable conditions of work, and to protection against unemployment. Who in the world is going to... Who in the world can make everybody unemployed or employed? What they're going to turn everybody into slaves and they're going to employ them all? Oh, well, you have a right to be employed. We will employ you. And you start to see and you understand people like Ocasio-Cortez, that socialist up in New York, and some of the other people who are talking, and they say, well, universal basic income and everybody a right to work and a right to a job, and that we're going to determine the amount of pay. You see all these things? This is social planning at its best and clearest. Article 29. These rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. Who is the God in this system that is being pushed on you? Who is the God in the system that George Bush so profoundly kept promoting? The United Nations is. Who's the God of the United States of America? Our Creator. It's 180 degrees, ladies and gentlemen. We'll continue a little bit more on this, and then Jeffrey coming up. Very important. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
About the pull on our system by the quote-unquote refugees, immigrants, whatever they are. Out of Newsmax, there's a census data. 63% of non-citizens use welfare programs. So don't tell me that these people coming up are such an important part of our economy and of expanding our opportunities here. 63% of them are a drain in some form on our economy. That's a fact. In France, out of RT, French students block high schools, burn cars, and throw stones at police amid massive protests. The price of gas is going up. Macron has never been more unpopular. This is very good news, ladies and gentlemen. Such a globalist like Macron. You have Bush's death. You have the Clintons who can't fill your local auditorium. I mean, if the Clintons came to your neighborhood, you know, you could fill them, the people who would attend, in a couple of houses, maybe in a basement. I mean, literally. That's what we're talking about. Macron, the people aren't happy with this. They don't like what is going on. They sense something wrong. Innately, something in them says this force I don't like. We talked about two words, inalienable, I-N, alienable, and unalienable. UN, which is in the Declaration of Independence. IN is in the UN Charter. And the words are completely different. IN meaning that it's not subject to alienation. That does not mean that in the future it might not be subject. That means just right now it's not subject to alienation. Unalienable means not capable of ever being alienated. Our life, our liberty, our pursuit of happiness, property rights, dominion. Those things. From Ballantyne's Law Dictionary. This is Ballantyne's Law Dictionary from 1930. This is probably the last example that we've seen in the 1800s. There were a lot more examples of human. They keep wanting to say that we're human beings, we're humans, instead of mankind that the Bible says. This is an important distinction. The definition from Ballantyne's Law Dictionary, 1930. It says human, see monster. And then you go to Munster, it says monster is a human being by birth, but in some part resembling a lower animal. A monster hath no inheritable blood, and cannot be heir to any land. What did the Bible pronounce upon Adam's head, upon mankind's head, through Adam and Eve? Dominion. And the land was whose? So it's a beneficial trust relationship between God, the Messiah, and mankind. And we are the beneficiary, and the dominion is upon us. Now they're trying to characterize us, these people who want to control, this syndicate who's executing this social credit score in China and all these things. This UN plan, this New World Order. What is the New World Order about? It's about taking you from an endowed child of a creator, endowed creation of eternity, with glory trailing you, glory inside you, dominion and divinity inside you, and turning you into a lower animal, a beast, somebody to be herded, somebody to be used. You know, how do you treat cows? How do we have cows? You know, that's the whole argument about PETA and some. I was in some big city, and some lady who didn't want to eat meat was going on, and she wanted to go on and on about, you know, how would you feel if you were an animal and you were in the field and this and this. I told her, I said, lady, I'm not a cow. What are you talking about? Why are you equating me with a cow? Why are you equating mankind with cows? And see, then you put them on the same standing. It's like, oh, see, we need to treat everybody like this. We need to treat everybody with respect because you're just another cow. You're just a talking cow. You see, that's kind of the Darwinism, that you evolved from a small single-cell organism, primordial soup, and came up into this being that you are. Well, you're just nothing but a chance of science, a random act of the universe. So you need to be treated, we need to treat you the same way we treat cows. We need to treat cows a little better. We don't treat them right, and then we need to treat you the same way. That's basically the argument, but whatever, that's neither here nor there. These are important concepts. We come from a world of singularity, of love, of opportunity, of uniqueness, but a singularity. We come here to duality. Nothing represents that duality of creation more than male and female. What is under attack now in the schools? It's coming full force. Gender, who you are. Male and female come together, they unite, and they create. It's a metaphor, it's a literal manifestation of the creative power of the universe. So what are they trying to confuse and to wipe away? Gender. So in this world of duality, they're trying to create go back to a world of singularity. You know, the Bible will tell us that we want to go back to God. We want to go back to a world of singularity, away from our fallen nature. But the syndicate has a plan. Lucifer has a plan, too. He wants a different singularity with total control in his mind, in his worship. You see the difference? That's everything that's going on. That's all this. That's everything. ThePowerHour.com is our website. Jeffrey will be along here just momentarily. Great to be with you. Stay tuned. We'll be right.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Former President George W. Bush will eulogize his late father at the Washington National Cathedral on Wednesday. Other speakers include former Wyoming Republican Senator Alan Simpson and presidential historian John Meacham. On the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the passing of George H.W. Bush.
George Bush stayed the course. According to one biographer, that was a key phrase for him. It concluded a list of core principles he once laid out in a letter to his mother. Here's what he said. Tell the truth. Don't blame people. Be strong. do your best, try hard, forgive, and stay the course. Year after year, post after post, George Bush stayed the course.
Bush 41's casket arrived at Joint Base Andrews late this afternoon. He will now be lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda through Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We got that Jeffrey on hold. He'll be joining us just momentarily. I'd like to make you aware, of course, of our specials. Dr. Group is coming this week. All his great products, Oxy Powder, what have you, Selenium, you know, a lot of things that we've discussed, iodine, are all on sale over at the Power Mall. Give Jay a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We appreciate your purchases, your donations, and your energy. That's what keeps us here. We're funded by you. We do not get the George Soros check. I don't know where you get that, but it doesn't come to our mailbox. Let's just put it that way. We're really excited to have Jeffrey on. He, I don't know, it's probably about a month to 6 weeks ago that we had him on for the first time. We got a lot of good response from him. JeffreyMatt.com is his website. JeffreyMatte.com. He is Canadian born. He's always been curious throughout his life through research. He got in touch with Jordan Maxwell. Jordan's the one who hooked us up with him. And he has just been a ferocious researcher and is an expert in what's going on in China with this artificial life, with synthetic life, with Chinese social credit scores, AI, the like. We are very happy to welcome back to the show Jeffrey Mott.
Well, thank you. thank you, Dana, for having me on again. I consider it a real privilege, and there's a lot of kind words there. I'm not an expert, but I am an individual who wants to create value in my life, and then now, because of the encouragement of you and Jordan Maxwell and others, I'm able to share some of my research with your listenership.
Well, a big, like Jordan says, you know, I'm not an expert in anything. Yeah, I guess we can all say that, right? We're not an expert in anything. But we have a desire for freedom and a desire for the welfare of us all. And that's what I love about you. One of the things, certainly. This Chinese social credit score, it's obviously big in the news. It's in beta testing right now. It's set to roll out. With about a year rollout all the way throughout China, all 1.5 billion of them, or however many there are now, we're going to get to that. Let's back up. George Bush has died this week, this past week. Let's talk a little bit about him and his role and kind of the precursor, this New World Order, things that we've seen here in America that are leading up to our acceptance of what they're doing now in China. Let's talk briefly about that. And I have a clip, I believe.
Yeah, the subject of a prison industrial complex, the connection between that and the social credit is not very obvious at first, but I believe there's a connection. And George Bush Sr., what I have to say about him is that most likely in his personal private life, there's probably some good intentions, but from a corporate standpoint, how he served publicly, I'm sort of left wondering. So I always, because every person's human, so I have to extend respect, especially if someone's passed away, to their family and loved ones, because, you know. But from a world perspective, he made a speech on September 5th, 1989, where he's explaining that there's this huge war on drugs, and we have to do something about it. And so he gets, like a $1.5 billion or more to open more prisons. And he just says it flat out in the speech. He says, we need more prisons. We need more jails. We need more prosecutors. We need more police officers. We just need to beef it up. Now, to not take it too far out of context. Go ahead.
What's interesting about that, we've heard war on cancer, in the 70s, war on cancer, and what does cancer do? It explodes. We hear war on poverty, war on illiteracy, war on drugs, and all we have seen is all those things absolutely explode. You want me to play the clip, or you want to continue, and maybe we'll play the clip and then have a little comment after?
Yeah,
okay,
let's hear
this. This is from 1989.
Prosecuted, punished. I'm also proposing that we enlarge our criminal justice system across the board, at the local, state, and federal levels alike. We need more prisons, more jails, more courts, more prosecutors. So tonight I'm requesting altogether an almost $1.5 billion increase in drug-related federal spending on law enforcement. And while illegal drug use is found in every community.
Yeah, it sure is, George. Yeah, it's only getting worse. That's about 30 years ago, $1.5 billion back then. What is that in today's money? I don't know. Anyway, what's your comment on this? Why is this important, and how does it relate to the Chinese social credit score system?
Well, this is an ongoing research. But my point of view is that to build a new world order, and there are other videos, and there's a giant industry of the new world order. Everybody knows those three words. But there's these two speeches where George Bush Sr. says the new world order, where it's not the law of the jungle, but the rule of law, where a credible United Nations, and we can honor the founders of the United Nations to have this new world order. But most people forget about that, the incredible United Nations. They think about just the new world order. Well, this thing, to do that, you have to be able to control the masses around the world. So you have to create a corporation that's going, everybody's going to become a member. And we have to be able to manage the human population because they have plans, just like, there's people who want to send men and women to the Mars. Well, we have to be able to handle how will humans behave in small enclosed spaces if they're off world. Well, we have to develop technologies. We have to develop environments that we can monitor, monetize, and make money off of the research to see how men and women can respond, including families. And so the prison system is a fantastic business opportunity. I don't agree with it. I'm just saying for those people who have a warped approach to life, they think it's a great opportunity to find a way to get a lot of people in prison, see how it responds, and have all these different management techniques and all these different types of prisons. But it's not palatable if it's public. So we have to kick off a private prison system. And so George Bush Sr. is one of the key players. And if he wasn't an architect, he fully endorsed it and helped promote the imprisonment. Supposedly the U.S. is the country number one on earth for incarceration percentages on earth. They out incarcerate more people than any other country, in many cases all countries combined. So to have these private prisons set up, then you can have all kinds of experimentations, prison labor. It opens up the world financially to set up and have competition for cheap labor. But you get to sort of on the down low to have the psychology and psychiatry investigate what is it going to take, what are the limits of the human person in small cramped environments. And one of the most important features of this is a man called Dr. John Calhoun. And there's a video on the internet called Down the Rabbit Hole. It's called Mouse Utopia. And this will give you a huge breakdown of how they're looking at what stresses a human being out, how much space is enough or not enough. And then so they can do this analysis. Meanwhile, they're making money off putting people in prisons, but they have to fill the prisons up. So what better way to kick off the new business endeavor to imprison the human family than to create a worldwide sensation called gangster rap? And one of the most significant labels, record labels that was put out there is called Death Row Records. Now, I don't know if that tells you something, but, you know, that's a very strange coincidence that that's a prison term, and it's in a very dark.
And there's been several connections been made. People have testified, and, you know, it's been fairly allegedly proven, maybe that's the way I should say it, that the connection between the investment in the prison industrial complex and the purveyors of this music, it was almost like a symbiotic, not almost, it was a symbiotic relationship, that these prisons became an experiment towards controlling populations on one level and became a precursor to doing it on another level. I think it's you can start to see it as you explain this and you go over this. I want to play the clip from this George Bush New World Order speech and what he says. Is there anything you want to say before I play this clip?
Let's hear it from the man himself.
Okay, this is George Bush. He's speaking in front of Congress exactly 10 years to the day before 9/11, 2001, in New York. 10 years to the day, September 11th, 1991. Here's what he says.
Until now, the world we've known has been a world divided. A world of barbed wire and concrete block, conflict, Cold War.
A world of barbed wire and concrete block. We're coming on a break. On the other side, we will continue this and hear exactly from his mouth what he says and what are the key parts to it. And I don't hear anything about the foundation of our country, about America, about Thomas Jefferson, about the Declaration of Independence. This new world order, it is failing to capture the hearts and minds of the people. That is the good news. But China is looming, and this is important. Jeffrey Matt on the other side, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. pod, click it, and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
World order, that term, that word has been used, you know, in our lexicon virtually all the time. Every day, if you're watching TV, news, or what have you, in one form or another, you can see it, especially in writing on the internet. 30 years ago, or just about 30 years ago, when George Bush almost coined it, you know, didn't completely coin it, but into the American consciousness, you would say this is probably the genesis of it. His father, of course, Prescott Bush, was deeply involved with the Nazis running the money, the connection between Wall Street and the Nazi Party, and making sure Hitler had the finances he needed to do what he needed to do, the experimentation, the MKUltra, OSS came out of that, turned into the CIA, who was one of the heads of the CIA at one time, George Bush, who was involved with the Kennedy assassination, well, the research James Fetzer, who we've had on, you know, so at one point, to let you know about George Bush, number 41, the guy who just died, not the younger one, to let you know about his feeling about Kennedy, he was asked at one time, where were you when Kennedy was shot? And think about that for you, who the people who lived through that and were adults and what have you. You know, if you were to say, where were you when this happened? Most of you certainly have an idea, have a concept. 9/11, that's similar for me. I know exactly where I was. I know exactly where I was, what I was doing when I first heard that. I know exactly where I was. Okay, when they asked George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st president of our country, where were you when Kennedy got shot? He says, I can't recall. Isn't that weird and unusual? Now the evidence is coming up all these years later. It's coming out, whistleblowers, what have you, that he was involved and he was helped directing that as part of the CIA. And then he comes in as president. He starts honchoing this prison industrial complex that Jeffrey's talking about, leading into the Chinese social credit score and the grid that is coming upon us. Here's his speech. Here's what he says. We'll continue on.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very...
He says after all these years, after all the work for centuries of people just like me, of conspirators, of skull and bones members, throughout the centuries, we can finally see the capstone almost being revealed. It is now almost there. We can see it. It is in view.
A real prospect of a new world order. In the words of Winston Churchill, a world order in which the principles of justice and fair play protect the weak against the strong. A world where the United Nations, freed from Cold War stalemate, is poised to fulfill the historic vision of its founder.
Jeffrey, I'm going to pause right there and get your comment, because we talked about this before you came on today. Isn't it interesting, in this new world order, this world with freedom and justice, he mentions United Nations founders, he doesn't mention our founders. Do you find that weird? Because I certainly do.
I do as well. But I think what's happening is that and I just want to add to something. The clip that was before we went on break, you're saying that George Bush Sr. was saying about concrete and barbed wire. This whole prison industrial complex is actually a sort of multi-pronged, multifaceted. It's not just to control and make money and to float the stock market with prison bonds, but also at the same time, it's an opportunity to see how the human family will behave. That when it's denatured and domesticated, so that if you go off world to do stuff, you're not in your normal environment, can you still operate 10, 20, 30, 40 years? And so now we're going to get to your comment where you're saying about him not talking about our founding fathers, and even today's propaganda machine, they'll say it's the framing fathers. They don't even use the word founding because it's too grounded. And so my suspicion is that he had education and insight that the law has changed, that the Constitution is no longer in effect, that public policy has taken over as a replacement for what used to be the Republic in the United States. And probably the only thing that's holding all this together to this day is the final fragment. It's the psychological fragment where the human family in what we call today the United States of America or the U.S. corporation, we all have this concept that this is the best place, and there are many, many advantages to it, but they're trying to remove it, and the only way to do it is to have something grow inside of it and get rid of it. That's the United Nations. It grew and was born in New York City, and the land was donated, and it grew up. And so the current president, 41, I think he made some sort of decision that he's going to dissolve the U.S. into the United Nations or change its role around the world, so where the U.N. basically runs the show. It's no longer the U.S. government has its own sovereignty. And I think it's the key to changing everything around the world is the United States corporation, even though it's no longer an active republic. I think it's the key to helping solve a lot of the problems in the world's the human family today.
I had a discussion with Jordan. You know, Jordan Maxwell is a mutual friend of ours. And I had a discussion with him, and it was kind of like in plain sight, but it clicked on me. And I talked about this with the audience, I think at the end of last week. He said the only thing that's holding this whole world together from just total tyranny engulfing it, the only thing is the Declaration of Independence. And we don't realize how powerful that document and the declaration of it, and that we all unified and that we unanimously agreed to it and wrote it down and then sealed it with the blood of our founding fathers and then put it out to the whole world, that the energetic universal effect on that is still what's holding this framework of some freedom together. Any thoughts on that?
Couldn't agree more. I would just say there's something else I learned from Jordan. He said something to the effect that in the Roman Empire, I don't know if it's a maxim or some sort of a custom, but it was to the effect that the will of the people is the voice of God. Now, I'm not going to specify any specific organized religion. I'm just looking at it from just analyzing the statement. If the American people are still getting education, even though it's Common Core and it's pro-communism, and it's not based on knowledge anymore, you can look that up. Her name is Shirley McCune, and she was in the laboratory education for the U.S. government in 1989. She'll talk to you about that on YouTube. But basically, the idea that the Declaration of Independence is a keystone. It's like the foundation of what makes us, or what makes the American people American. It's still in the psyche of multiple generations and hasn't been dissolved yet. So it's keeping America together. It's keeping the U.S. cohesively together, because those young boys and girls who grow up and say, I just love this place. I can travel. I can have fun. I can choose any career education I want. I want to go serve. I want to go serve. I want to join the military. I want to be a police officer, an FBI agent, or maybe a CIA, or maybe NSA. But, you know, maybe we can talk a little bit more about the next break. But there's a lot of...
Yes, there's the music. Hold your thought there, Jeffrey. Jeffrey Matt, MATTE.com is his website, all this information. On the other side, now, let's merge into present day, to the beta testing of the Chinese social credit score. This is very important, and you can see the fingerprints over here also. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.